This Agriculture Today continues now telling you about a special project that agricultural economists here at Kansas State University are involved with in promoting food initiatives in one particular part of Africa, and specifically the country of Ghana. Along with us now is K-State agricultural economist Jakob Zariessis. Jakob, this is sponsored by the U.S. Agency for International Development. What is this all about, this initiative?
Yeah, this initiative, there is this, U.S. government's global food security initiative, which is known as the Feed the Future. So as part of this program, which is currently under implementation in 19 countries around the world, in which case 12 of them are in Africa, and Ghana is one of them. So our METS program provides the monitoring and evaluation support to track, you know, the achievement and the progress of this huge program in northern Ghana.
So you're quantifying the achievements of the program, in effect.
Yes.
Which is a tall order. This is,
yeah.
This includes collecting significant data. What are the stated objectives of the program? Clearly, it's to lead to food stability in that area of the world, right?
Yeah. So as you said, you know, it's that northern, you know, region of Ghana is relatively has higher prevalence of poverty and hunger, as well as higher rates of malnutrition as compared to the rest of the country. Mm. And so what our program does is it tries to provide progress in terms of numbers. So in 2012, for example, we collected the first round of population-based data to put the baseline indicators. And so we documented that data set in 2012. In 2015, 3 years later, we also collected data from the same population to track the progress of the implementation of the, you know, program activities.
So you were looking at such variables as the common food resources utilized by that population and other mechanisms of their food system? What?
Yes. In general, there are about 11 what they call high-level indicators. For example, the prevalence of poverty, the per capita expenditure in terms of the income level of the population, and some other health and nutrition indicators, such as the, for example, anthropometric indicators in children and women. For example, if you take a given individual household, we collect data from almost everybody in the household, from health and nutrition indicators up to the all sorts of expenses they do in terms of food, in terms of their, you know, expense in education, almost everything that is out there to help us understand their expenditure levels.
That's what makes this a huge undertaking.
It's a very huge undertaking, yeah.
Have you and your colleagues, Jakob, detected progress in the years since this has been initiated, since 2012?
Yeah, actually, yeah. When we did our interim population survey, actually the poverty level and the level of stunting in children actually declined. Hmm. We are still in the process of updating and reviewing the results and data, but the preliminary results show that actually there's progress happening.
So that's encouraging.
That's very encouraging, yeah.
Yeah. You and your associates are about to head back to Ghana to continue the data collection, correct?
Yeah, yes. So what we are going to do, normally that's what we do, is we go through a rigorous planning process in order to eventually implement the data collection effectively. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, next month we're going to go to Ghana to do the planning and preparation process, engage stakeholders, and put everybody together on the same page and prepare for the, you know, the last survey that's going to happen in 2018. This is among other things that we're going to
Are there things associated with the project?
Yeah, like all the details of the planning process and everything, yes.
Excellent. It's likely rewarding to be part of this initiative and pulling together the information that indicates success by and large. So that's the payoff for you and your colleagues, right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, and it helps, when you find some level of progress, the challenge is trying to attribute whatever progress to the programs, but these kind of activities help you to document and provide evidence base for, decision making and designing policies. And, one of the good aspects of such data collection process, when we collect the data from our program, the U.S. government decided to put it open access for everybody to use. So, for example, the 2012 data is already out for everybody to use it. So if you go to data.gov, you can find all the data set from our data collection and use it to do, all sorts of interesting results.
Could provide guidance for similar initiatives at other locations around the world then, right?
Yes. Yeah. You could also use the data to provide explanations to all sorts of economic issues. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that on top of our, data collection and monitoring and evaluation activities. We are also heavily engaged in doing some data supported research. So over the years, we've been trying to look at, for example, the factors that affect poverty, the income level, the health in women and children. It provides a whole range of resources to conduct research and understand, what's going on in trying to achieve the overall or the sustainable reduction of poverty, hunger in the area.
To that end, hopefully addressing poverty issues not only in Ghana but elsewhere, as this whole Feed the Future initiative is a global endeavor, to be sure. Jakob, thanks for telling us about the project and your role in it. And as you head back to that country, the best of luck in further gathering important information on this subject.
Thank you, Eric.
Jakob Zariessis, our guest on this part of Agriculture Today. He is an agricultural economist at the university and involved in this U.S. Agency for International Development project in Ghana, where they are tracking information on that project's efforts to address poverty issues and nutrition issues along with that within that country. You're listening to Agriculture Today, and we'll be back shortly on the K-State Radio Network.